What's the best way to cool the warming earth? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alan Robach, professor of climate science at Rutgers University, looks into the possibilities.
We climate scientists are sure that global warming is a real threat to humanity. But the mitigation pledges from the 2015 Paris Agreement, even with adaptation, will not be enough to prevent the worst climate impacts. Our choices are to suffer, to boost mitigation, or to try a proposed untested technology called geoengineering. Geoengineering is defined as deliberate, large-scale manipulation of the planetary environment to counteract anthropogenic climate change. The term is applied to two quite distinct ideas. One is removing the primary cause of global warming, carbon dioxide, directly from the air, and it's probably a good idea, if it can be done on a large scale and inexpensively. The other idea is reflecting sunlight to cool Earth. The most serious proposal is creating a cloud in the stratosphere to reflect sunlight back to space, mimicking the effects of large volcanic eruptions. We are working to study the potential benefits, risks, and concerns of such a scheme so that society, if tempted in the future to implement it, will be able to make an informed policy decision. If it worked, it could reduce sun warming and many of its impacts. But potential risks and concerns include drought in Africa and Asia, ozone depletion, societal disruption and conflict among countries over the optimal climate, and military use of the technology. Will there be breakthroughs that produce a safe system, or will these problems be insurmountable? If reflecting sunlight cannot be guaranteed to be safe and governable, we need to know soon, so society can work harder to stop using the atmosphere as a sewer for our carbon dioxide and move quickly to an electric future powered by the wind and sun.
That was Alan Robach of Rutgers University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.